From the gateway you can see the garden stretching eastwards towards the River Thames, which runs behind all the houses in this part of the street. Some residents still use the landing places that were used by merchants to transport heavy or bulky goods. The wing of the house that you can see at the back dates from 1454, but below it is an earlier cellar. Late Iron Age and early Roman pottery were found in the garden during excavations. In the late 17th century it was a brewery. By the mid-19th century it was William Pemberton's coal yard, and in the 1960s a kindergarten. It now belongs to a trust and is regularly open for events such as art exhibitions. Numbers 51 and 55 are the remaining two of a row of three cottages, built, probably, in the late 15th century for the Fraternity of the Holy Cross, a religious guild which played an important part in the life of Abingdon in the Middle Ages. The rent they received from their houses supported the poor in their almshouses, which we shall visit later in the tour. After the Reformation, the cottages passed to the new charity of Christ's Hospital, and they were rented to various tradespeople, artisans, and shopkeepers.
Now cross the road and stand in front of number 55.